Praise the Lord. I how many of you old enough to remember at the church, they used to talk a lot about the cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, it seems we don't hear a lot about that anymore, but we need to. Amen. The word righteousness, so many people have got crazy different ideas of what righteousness is, and yet it is a very simple thing. And if people understood that it's a gift from God, that it would really help the way they think. It would help the way everything is in their life is. And, receiving God's gift of righteousness. You know, when my dad was alive, I would walk right into his office. I didn't bother to check with his assistant sitting out there to see if I could go in there. I had right standing as his son. It was my right and my privilege to walk right into that office. And, you know, too many people do not recognize, that it's a right and a privilege for you to go into the presence of God. You know, so many people view themselves as unworthy. They constantly think they've done something wrong. They walk around with a whipped attitude and a whine in their voice. And it's because they have the wrong mentality concerning righteousness. As Christians, we need to build a mentality of righteousness. Now, what does that all mean? Well, that means that God wants us to know that we have right standing with him and that we're welcome anytime. He wants us to know that we have the right and the privilege to go into his presence. Romans 5:17. Actually, if you really begin to understand the in him realities, who you are in Christ, then you'll understand righteousness because it's all tied together. Romans 5:17, for by one man's offense, death reigned. Now, that word death there, we need to understand that does not mean physical death. That's speaking of spiritual death. In fact, most of the time in the Bible, when it says death, it's not talking about physical death. You were dead in your trespasses and sin. Well, it says you were dead, but you were alive physically. You were dead spiritually. That's what it's talking about. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who received the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Now I want to read that from the translator's New Testament. For one man's sin established the reign of death through that one man. How much more then will God's grace give a right relationship with himself, enable those who receive it in all its abundance to reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. God wants you to understand that through the blood of Jesus, you have been made righteous. We need to understand that we can go to the presence of God. I know a lot of times people get, I got to pray and make sure that I'm all right. And part of that goes back to some old teaching that came over from the Old Testament. You see, before they could go into the temple, they had to go into the cleansing pools and duck themselves, and then they went down one steps and they couldn't come back. They went out the other steps. In fact, y'all that went with us on the trip in June, I know Bob and Ben did, and that when they did that, they were making themselves cleansing. It's called cleansing themselves, and they would do other things so that they could go in to the temple. Now the priests, before they could go and minister in the temple, they went through another cleansing process. But you see, that and a lot of that got sort of from the old law, sort of got into over in the new as people begin to teach, and they said, now you better make sure that you're clean and right before God before you ever go in there, and you got to get out and you got to pray. That's the old time way to preach. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And so then now people get the idea that they can't go to God until they have worked themselves in some kind of euphoria or something. How many know what I'm talking about? How many ever heard that kind of teaching? But really, if you've been born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have to do anything. You're already made righteous, and you can go into right into the throne room and talk to God. But see, we get sometimes, we get man's teaching involved with the teaching of the Bible, and it just sort of gets all confused. It's very simple. Some that people say, oh, well, now, wait a minute. You got to make sure that that you deserve this. Well, we don't deserve anything. It's a gift given to us. I give gifts to people, my grandsons, all the time. Not because I deserve it. They did anything. I just give it to them because I love them. And that's what the Bible says. Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave. Let's go to Romans 5:17 in the Amplified. Romans 5:17 in the Amplified. Surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them in right standing with himself, reign as kings in and through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Here it says that we have, surely those that receive God's overflowing grace and unmerited favor and the free gift of righteousness through Jesus Christ shall walk around begging, pleading. No. Shall reign as what? Huh? What? Does a king beg for anything, or does he just say, go get it? Huh? We are to reign in life over the circumstances instead of the circumstances reigning over us. We're not to go through life like a pauper or a beggar. We're to go through life as royalty. And Peter even says it over there in his writings, you are a royal priesthood. See, we go through life as one that stands in their righteousness over all of the things that come our way. Righteousness simply means, in its simplest form, right standing with God. That means you're in good standing with him. God saved us and gave us the right and the ability to go boldly into the throne room. Righteousness is a gift of God. Turn to your neighbor and say, righteousness is a gift. We have right standing or righteousness with God because of what Christ did at Calvary. We have been cleansed and made right in right standing with God because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary. You know, when you really understand righteousness, it'll help you in everything. It'll change the way you think about yourself. It'll enable you to feel accepted. I don't care whether anybody else accepts you or not. You're accepted by God. And if you're accepted by God, don't make any difference what the rest of them think. Hello. It'll cause you to realize that God is for you, not against you. You know, because of previous teaching in the church, a lot of people see God sitting up there with his hand ready to strike you down if you stump your toe. How many ever heard that side of that kind of stuff? Yeah. God is not up there wanting to strike you down. He is wanting to love you, help you, lift you up. Now, I didn't say you wouldn't be disciplined, but he was not going to throw you out. How many of you ever disciplined your children? But did that cause you not to love them? No, you disciplined them because you loved them. That's what we need to understand about God. He loves us, and if some discipline comes along and say, hey, straighten up, you're not doing exactly right, it's not because he's mad at us or anything. It's because he loves us and wants to see us do right. That's why we discipline. Is that why we discipline our kids? We want them to succeed. God wants us to succeed. He wants us to be the best we can be. The old saying the army used to have, be the best you can be. You know, now, you are the righteousness of God right now, the minute you get saved, not going to be. Now, here's another teaching. You know, the more you study and the more you do this and do that and work in the church, then you become more righteous. No. You can't become any more righteous than you are the day you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by his shed blood on Calvary. But I know that many of you have probably heard some of the other teaching. Thank God the younger ones in our crowd, that they haven't heard that because that hadn't been taught around here. Hello. Now, look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. This is one of my favorite subjects to teach. I'll try to pare it down a little bit. But in him realities is one of my favorite subjects to teach, or redemptive realities, whatever you want to call it. And this is part of it. Now, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, in Christ, that is. Now, I want you to notice, Jesus did not sin. He willfully took it on himself. It says here, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin. He became sin for us, living. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sins. See, that says it a little better. So that we could be made right with God through Christ. English Standard Version says, for our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, that in him we might become the righteousness of God. When we become born again, we exchange our sinful nature for righteousness, for the righteousness of God. You know, some Christians will continue to think the worst in every situation, but the reason they do that is because they have not renewed their mind with the Word, and therefore they because they haven't renewed their mind with the word, their mind keeps telling them they're unrighteous whenever God says they're righteous. You see, when we renew our mind with the word of God, it changes the way we think about ourselves, because we begin to see ourselves as God sees us. See, it doesn't matter what somebody else says. It doesn't, your accomplishments for God don't have anything to do with righteousness. Oh, I witnessed this so many people, and I got 5 people saved last week. Thank God for that. That's what you should be doing. Help going out and telling the world about Jesus. But that doesn't make you any more righteous than the guy that wasn't able to talk to anybody last week. But that has been some of the prevailing thought. The more holy you are, the more righteous you are. No, got nothing to do. Holiness has got nothing to do with righteousness. Now, there is such a thing as being holy, and that is simply living in line with the Word of God. That's all holiness is living in line with the Word of God and acting in line with what God said. You know, I've been around long enough to hear about all of the stuff. I grew up, I was born one Sunday and in church the next Sunday. My dad was a pastor, and I've been here, and I think I've heard about everything that you could hear taught from the pulpit. And some of it was done out of ignorance. They didn't, and I don't mean they were ignorant people. They weren't. They just didn't. They had been taught some of this stuff, and they just accepted it. And then you ever notice as something goes on, it takes on a little more stuff and a little more stuff until it gets out here somewhere and it's not even the same thing that was started in the first place, that was even said. I have people say all the time, you said so-and-so. Well, when? I never said that. Yeah, well, you did in your preaching. Well, I said, when? Well, so-and-so told me that's what you said. Well, you see, if we're not careful, we put our interpretation on something that somebody says, and that's not really what they say. You know, we need to get a firm hold, I'm trying to get 2 words together there, on God's word that we are made righteous. Because Satan will do everything in the world, bring every kind of doctrine you want to hear along to try to get you to and tell you how unworthy and how unrighteous you are. He will remind you every day of something that you did. Do you understand that doesn't exist anymore? God doesn't see that. He sees you in Christ Jesus. You are a new creature in Christ, a new creation. So the old is gone. He doesn't even see it. So what are you doing listening to the devil? He's a liar anyway. See, when he tries to lie to you about your righteousness, you need to stick your foot in the ground and say, hey, Mr. Devil, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ through the blood of Jesus, and that blood defeated you. So therefore, I've defeated you if you're in Christ. Hello? Hey, you know, nobody's perfect in all their attitudes and action. We're all still under construction. And we should all still be under construction, studying the word, allowing the Holy Spirit to minister us till we draw our last breath on this earth. Hello. See, we must recognize that righteousness is not a process, but renewing the mind with the Word of God and becoming more like God is a process. Righteousness is a gift that is given. Hello? See, look at here. That young man right there. I forgot his name. Huh? Gavin, come here. Come here, buddy. Come here. Here's a dollar bill. It's a free gift. That's what righteousness is. When you come and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior through his blood that he shed on Calvary, he hands us, he said, here's the gift of righteousness. Amen. It's that simple. You know, but some people say, oh, you got to work for it. You know, through the blood of Jesus, the past has been removed. It's gone. You know, we used to sing a song, Power in the Blood. In fact, I heard them singing. I listened to Enlightened on my satellite radio because they play gospel, country gospel music all the time. I like that. It's one of the verses in it says, would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost and it's life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And I can't believe I did that. I even was on key, I think. And that's unusual. What do you think about that, Rich? I saw my daughter looking up at me in surprise because I got on key. She and a couple of her girlfriends, when in high school, they won the state championship, some kind of choral deal that they went with, sight reading or something. I don't know. She don't ever say anything about it. She's musical, but she don't ever say nothing about it. You know, another song we used to sing. Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Hallelujah. You know, the choir didn't know what I was going to preach on this morning, but they sang the song about the blood. I thought, man, praise the Lord. We got to realize that through the blood of Jesus, we have been made righteous. You know, because of the blood of Jesus, God sees us as righteous as John or Peter or the Apostle Paul or whoever your spiritual hero is. You know, a lot of people say, oh, man, if I could just be like Brother Hagin. Well, you can, because he was the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen. And, you know, people always saying, well, I got to be like so-and-so. Well, you can, because they're just the righteousness of God in Christ. Someone says, oh, I'd like to have great faith. You can. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. The more you read the word, the more faith you get. The more you read the word, the more faith you get. The more you read the word, the more faith you get. You don't pray for it. It says, faith comes by hearing. What? Hearing the word. Now, I want to wrap this up pretty quick here. There are four things here I want to deal with. Don't try to get righteousness through your own works of good deeds and conduct. And like I said a while ago, see, I'm going back now, but we associate righteousness with good works. Well, the Bible teaches good works and right conduct, but all your good works and all your right conduct's never going to make you righteous. If it could, we wouldn't need Jesus. It's a gift. Turn to your neighbor and say, righteousness is a gift. You know, some people say, well, the more you grow in the Lord, the more righteous. No, you can't grow into righteousness. Actually, as a Christian, when you accept Christ, you're as righteous as you're ever going to get. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't grow in your relationship with God. But there's a whole lot of difference between relationship and righteousness. In fact, as you grow in your relationship with God, you won't have any problem with the devil telling you you're not righteous, because you'll understand you are righteous. Now, another thing you need to do so you can walk in righteousness is determine to leave your past unrighteousness self behind. When you're born again, you are recreated by the Holy Spirit into a new creation, and all your sin is removed. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians 5:17, and some of you were already ahead of me. You knew where I was going. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. NLT says it like this. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. When you made Jesus the Lord of your life, he didn't cover your sin, he removed your sin. In the Old Testament, that's why they had to come every year and slay the lamb, and take it on the altar of sacrifice, put the blood on the scapegoat, take it out and release it into the wilderness, and it was a covering for sin. But that's under the new covenant, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was slain for our righteousness. He shed his blood on Calvary once and for all. It doesn't have to be done over and over again. You come, you accept Jesus, and you're born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then live in line with God's word. See, it all comes back to living in line with God's word. Come on. Now, you know, don't touch your past in thought life. It doesn't exist. So many people that I've talked to through the years, Brother Hagin, you don't know what all I did. I don't care what you did. Have you asked Christ to forgive you? Have you accepted Jesus Christ and his blood as a cleansing from sin? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Then I said, that doesn't exist. And I take them right back here to 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's where all of you need to go. I don't care what your past is. I don't care how sordid it is. I don't care how messed up it was. I don't care what you did or what you didn't do. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you became a new creation in Christ Jesus, and the old does not exist anymore. And so many people that I come in contact with, oh, I'm so unworthy. Look what I did. I said, when'd you do that? Oh, years ago, before I got saved. I said, it doesn't exist. What are you crying about it for now? The devil the devil has a photostacked copy, and he tries to bring it back to you when God said, I have deleted it all. It don't exist anymore. The only thing that exists is what the devil, he got a photostatic copy of it. But when you become born again, God pressed the delete button and your past is all gone. You are a new person in Christ Jesus. That's what it says in the Bible. The Bible said it. I believe it. That settles it. Period. Come on. Now, we go back to another thing I talked about. See, I'm just shoring up what I talked about earlier. Realize that you can come boldly to the throne of God in the righteousness that you have received through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16. I'm going to read from the NLT because it states it a little more in our language. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There you will receive mercy and will find grace to help you when you need it most. A person that just accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior has as much right standing with God as I do at 77, and I accepted Christ when I was 9 years old. This person that just accepted Christ is just as righteous as I am, even though I've lived for God all these years. You see, some people got the idea the longer you live for God, the more righteous. Got nothing to do with it. It is a free gift given to you. You have right standing with God. You can approach the throne of God. That's why you can go boldly to the throne of grace. I have seen people, a person gets born again and immediately go into the throne room and ask God for things, and things is given to them. And here's an old Christian that had been there for 45 years. Well, I don't understand it. I've been in the way. And that's the problem. They've been in the way. All these years. And they just got saved. And look what God done for them. See, it doesn't depend on how long you've been saved. It depends on you walking in your righteousness. Hello. There sits two of my grandsons, grandson number 3 and grandson number 5, sitting there. I got 5 grandsons. I'm proud of those boys. But you know what? Because they have right standing with me, they walk into my office anytime they want. And they don't have to bother to stop to ask nobody. And they come back there and go into the green room or the speaker's room, whatever you want to call it. You know, every time I ever went on TV or anything else, they always have a green room, and I ain't ever seen one of them as green yet. Ours is. But they can come, and there'll be ushers standing there by that door, but them boys walk right in. But you try to walk in, they're going to say, why? Because you don't have the right standing to walk in that door. How many understand what I'm talking about? It's not that you're not as good as them or that anybody's any less. It's just that to go certain places, you have to have certain standing. How many understand what I'm saying to you? You know, I mean, me and my buddy, we put on the same army uniform every morning. We had the same insignias, had the same rank. But I could go up to a door and go in it. He couldn't, because he didn't have the right standing to do so. He wasn't, you know, you ever notice they said doors had employees only? Anybody? How many of y'all got a door? You're in there. You go through the employee only door, you know. You have right standing to go in that door because you're an employee. You work there. Me, I don't work there. I don't have any right standing to go in that door. Right? See, we have been given the card of right standing with God. You know, if you're an employee around here at Raymond, You got a badge, a card like this. And if you want to get into a certain area, you got to, hey, you got to show your badge. Hello? Now, I want to show y'all something. Now, stay with me, because this is important. You got to realize that on Monday through Friday, they have daycare over here. You know what? Even though I'm the head around here, I don't have a right standing to go into those classrooms. That's not what I do. I don't need to be in that classroom. See, you got to have that teacher. She's in right standing. She needs to be in that classroom. Can you understand what I'm saying to you? So that's the same way it is when you have been given right standing with God. That's what righteousness means. Then you have the right to go into that door of the throne room of God and say, hey, Lord, I'm in here. God, thank you for all you've done for me. Hey, do you have a right to be in there? See, understanding that you can walk in with God. Romans 3:22. All right. Understand by faith, you have a right to walk in with God. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ, and that is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. This enables us to walk into the throne room of God, and we can speak with our mouth that I am the righteousness of God, and I keep declaring it. You see, you need to keep declaring it so the devil knows that you know who you are. You can't go by how you feel. It don't matter whether you feel like you're born again or not. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, and living in line with the Word of God, you are a new creature in Christ. Don't care, you know, how you feel. You can't, you know. Well, I haven't performed for God like I should. That has got nothing to do with it. Now, I'm not saying you don't need to do what the Word of God says, and you don't need to work for God. You're not working for your righteousness. You're not working for salvation. It's a gift. You're working because the Lord told you to get involved in His service. How many understand what I'm saying? You go only by what has been done for you at Calvary. You confess who you are in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Everybody stand up. I preached long enough. Anybody get anything out of this today? I want you to get a hold of who you are in Christ. I want you to say this with me. I am the righteousness of God. In Christ. It was a free gift given to me when I was cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and made a new person in Christ. Now I have right standing with God. I am the righteousness of God. In Christ, I have the ability and the authority to go into the throne room and talk to my Father anytime I desire. Hallelujah. You need to keep saying those things over and over again until you build a righteous mentality in yourself that anytime the enemy comes with all this other junk, immediately you reject it because you say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Bow your heads for just a moment, please. If you happen to be in this place today and you're not the righteousness of God in Christ because you've never accepted Him, or you know what it is to be in that right standing with God, but you're like a little kid that you've done wrong and you need to come and ask the Father to forgive you and get rededicated to God. Anybody, anywhere in the building, let me see your hand anywhere in the room, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.